This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. SubhanAllah, I'm just walking here in the mall, reflecting on the fact that this place should be full of life, full of people. But look around you, there is no single person here. And SubhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرُ. People, you know, will always be busy trying to get more and more and more until all of a sudden they leave this worldly life and they go to the graves. Amazingly enough, I heard about somebody who passed away because of coronavirus. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you all out there. And I'm sure that this person had so many plans. He had like a month plan, he had a 1 year plan, he had a 5 year plan. But all these plans are about this dunya, where we get so busy asking for more and more. But I'm definitely sure that he has no plan for where he is now, which is the Akhirah. So my question to you, brothers and sisters, we have plans for the dunya, and now we are forced to stay at home. So isn't this enough of a wake-up call for us to think about what's the plan for the Akhirah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a wake-up call when he forced us to stay at home now. It's time to reflect. What if I would meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tonight? What are the other things that I should do to make sure that when I meet with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'll be happy and he will be happy? Just think about this. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.